Sabrina's back, but she's not the same teen witch. As Ms. Wardell says, in not so many words, a dark baptism in which one inks their name in blood onto pages of a flesh-bound demonic tome and signs their soul over to the devil to be his minion can change a girl. It's a lot more difficult for a half-mortal, half-supernatural traveler down the path of night to maintain her humanity. She's haunted by dreams of her father presenting his newborn baby girl to the devil, and the thought of what might happen to those she loves when the Dark Lord finally calls upon her to do his bidding. Will she submit to this overlord? Does she have a choice? This is Jughead's.
Yeah!
Minisode! The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, Part 2. What are you doing?
Wipeout.
Bam. Why?
But I don't know. It seemed fitting.
Jordan, it's Jughead's.
This does taste weird.
Again, does it taste weird? No, it doesn't.
Metally?
Metally? It's in a metal can.
Yeah, it tastes like metal.
It's a regular beer.
This is too long.
Okay, Jordan. Jordan.
This is more than I've ever written.
It's Jughead's again, and it's mini for the last time.
Ever?
No, because eventually there's going to be a break between seasons again. I'm assuming that Riverdale...
Then we can go on summer vacation.
Summer vacation? Like we didn't go on summer vacation.
In the show.
Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes the show takes place in summer.
Yeah, but they don't air it in the summer.
Listen, last episode we talked about a movie that was good.
Yeah.
Not Miss Stevens Every Day.
Why didn't we do that this time?
Because we already talked about it. Now we have to go back and we have to talk...
We should have done Hustlers.
You didn't tell me to watch Hustlers. Are you the program manager? What do you do?
I get people on the
you
show.
You absolutely don't do that. In fact, I think I have the next guest booked, and I don't...
Another guest? What guest?
Yeah, don't worry about it. I have a new guest.
A new one?
No. He may have heard of him before. He is a lovable character that everyone loves.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Len's gonna come on the show.
No, it's not Len. One's heard of that either.
Yeah, it was a lovable... Is it him?
No.
Or is it Adam?
It's Bruce Gerler, the truth Gerler. Back and better than ever. But I now that I've said that on here, it's probably not going to happen.
No.
Jordan, it's been two weeks?
Probably.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks since we recorded about Every Day, so naturally we're very on our game. We're used to doing the podcast.
Who cares?
We're good. Jordan,
we're gonna talk about something we have no memory of.
How has your 2 weeks been going?
Oh, good.
Friday the 13th watch. Where
part
are we?
Part 2 through 4.
We watched part 2 through 4. They get progressively better, I think.
Yeah, I think I like 3 more than 4.
I think you're crazy. How about that?
Because 3 is the sloppiest of the 3 of them.
I think chapter 4 was directed by a sex criminal.
2 might have the best writing. Not even well, might. 2, more, I think 2
what
has
are we,
the best writing.
What are we based... Like, yeah,
because
I guess.
Because it has, like, themes, kind of.
It has themes. What do you mean?
There's a child psychologist that uses child psychology to trick
against Jason.
Yeah,
but chapter 4 has a literal child who uses psychology to trick Jason.
He uses luck and...
Luck? No, he cuts his hair and makes himself into the monster man.
I don't understand how he would know to do that.
Jason can't hurt him because he is Jason.
He's a frog boy?
No, he's a little monster man.
It's scary. He does... stare into the camera like he is a serial
killer.
No,
I think Tommy grows up to be the hero.
I don't think that's true.
Okay.
Don't
look it
five,
up,
because
we're
going
to find it. I've never... I've never seen 5.
Like, in 5, I think he... No, we have seen 5. We definitely have seen 5.
I haven't... Oh, is 5 the one with the guy with the mustache and the very short pants?
I think so.
All right, then I have seen
it's
5.
It's all in the summer, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
There's the girl that does the Vogue dance.
Mm-hmm.
I think it ends in the barn again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it does.
Jordan, it's October now. which means it is spooky outside.
It is spooky.
So that explains why we're doing Sabrina. But before we get into talking about something that we don't have any memory about.
What else?
Well, we're also doing Friday the 13th. Are there any other spooky things that you are looking forward to in October?
I was looking at the Haunt Manor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It seems expensive.
Do you think that Joker is a spooky movie?
No.
Because he is scary.
Is he?
Yeah, if you come up against Joker in real life, he's so scary because he doesn't...
real life.
He doesn't adhere to your human laws.
Did you see the Birds of Prey trailer?
Is that the Margot Robbie one?
It literally is just a Harley Quinn movie.
Mm-hmm.
That all happens to have someone...
Not interested!
She was probably the best part about that... One of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Are you talking about Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
Because the best part of Suicide Squad is when the man who can climb anything tries to climb one thing and then explodes right away.
I like it when the mask killer who uses flames decides to sacrifice himself for his friends he made.
Masked?
Mass.
Oh, mask
killer.
Oh, he set himself
mass
on
murderer.
Fire.
Yeah, he goes in.
El Diablo.
He sacrifices himself for these people he met like 4 hours ago.
They're family now.
Yeah. Good movie.
So what else spooky are you looking forward to that's not Joker? Of Halloween.
Is Riverdale coming back spooky?
Riverdale's coming back. That is a spooky show. Almost as spooky as Sabrina.
What is season 4 even about?
Don't know. Well,
should we look at like a preview of that?
Huh. Now, you'd think that someone doing a Riverdale podcast
would probably talk about...
Don't look it up now.
I'm doing it now.
Don't look it up now.
This is my... Jordan has an interesting fact.
I just think that if anyone was doing a Riverdale podcast, they might say that during the break, during the mini-sode break, they might look into what is going to be happening on Riverdale.
Do you want to know?
No, I don't want to know. I don't want any spoilers. I know. Oh, we didn't talk about this. Cole Sprouse and Lily Reinhart are back together.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever talked about them being broken up, but they're back together now.
I think we did discuss it when it happened.
I don't know. Yeah, well,
nice for
my chance is gone.
There's one right there. Jughead's new school.
Well, yeah, he's already not... Well, no, he was not in...
Did they graduate?
He was not in Riverdale.
He was back.
He was back in Riverdale, yeah.
It looks like a prep school.
He's going to be playing a lot of Serpents and Swords in there.
Supergirl alum Sam Witwer. The guy
I knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy.
I knew that.
Being Human?
Don't worry, everyone on Twitter. I did know that he was in there, and I don't know if he was in Being Human or not.
He was the vampire.
Okay.
I've never seen
Being Human. So
don't get mad
at me.
That's what it's called, right? With the werewolf and the vampire and the ghost?
There's two. There was like Skins.
There's the British one. No, it's not Skins.
Okay.
Skins is none of that.
Okay.
Grimm is kind of like that.
I don't know why you're mad at me. I've never seen any of these
shows. Have you seen Grimm?
No.
I watched 2 seasons of Grimm.
Have you seen The Brothers Grimm?
Yes. It's a fine movie.
Have you seen The Sisters Brothers?
Yes. It's a fine movie.
All right.
Chapter 58. I should start reading that off.
Yeah.
I'll
tell you what I'm excited about for Halloween.
Oh, it is set in the summer.
I'm excited to...
Independence Day.
Well, season 2 was set in the summer, too.
Season 4 is.
Mm-hmm. It's going back and forth.
Oh.
I'll tell you what I'm excited for Halloween. You know that I like spooky things. I like to be scared. I do think the Joker is scary. If I did see him in real life, I would be scared of the Joker. But we're going to keep watching these Friday the 13th movies. I'm excited for those to keep trucking along. And then I want to switch over into the movie series Halloween. Because I've seen the first Halloween. I've seen the Rob Zombie Halloween.
Or three?
That's the remake from 2008.
Which one is... Three has nothing to do with Halloween.
You mean Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
Yes.
Well, it actually has the most to do with Halloween, considering it takes place on Halloween, and it's about a man who's poisoning Halloween masks... And the poison turns, or he does a curse on the Halloween masks. And here, can I talk about Halloween 3 for a second?
No.
Can I talk about Halloween 3 for a second? Because I am confused. So, there's no Michael Myers, there's no Laurie Strode, there's nothing from original Halloween. This man is putting a curse or a hex on masks for children to wear that turns the children into murderers.
Into Michael Myers?
Into murderers. There's a witch, there's a ghost... And there is a pumpkin mask, I think, are the three. And for whatever reason, these kids are watching the TV and they're going nutso for these masks. They gotta have these masks for Halloween. Look like the cheesiest, shittiest boo Halloween masks I've ever seen. These kids.
Have you ever wanted a mask?
Not ever in my life have I been like, I gotta get that mask.
Are you sure?
But I also don't think that, when I was a kid, I wanted a lot of stupid shit. I still want a lot of stupid shit as an adult. But I don't think I've ever, like, there's ever been something so innocuous as a mask that I'm like, I gotta get it. Gotta have that mask. Anyway, these kids are going nuts for this mask. And I don't remember a whole lot about the rest of the movie, but at one point there is a scene in a hospital where a doctor goes into his car and self-immolates, and I can't remember why. And the whole movie just seems wild.
He put a mask on.
He put a mask on, he goes crazy, self-immolates, Michael Myers. I also think that movie is like a interesting case study in what happens when a franchise gets so... I don't know if it was big or it's just like a.
But it's
like,
only the third
had,
one, isn't
they
it?
They had to put another one out, and it so has made not, up like. Can you think of another thing where it's like such a big franchise, and then one comes out and it is nothing like the other? It doesn't have any of the characters. It's not about a serial murderer. It's about a man who puts a witch's curse on a mask that makes children go nuts. I can't think of another franchise that's gone that off the rails.
Evan Almighty.
No, it's the same basic premise. In fact, it's the same movie, but worse. The first one... let me talk about Evan Almighty.
Well, I wouldn't call it going off the rails, but
Bumblebee?
Bumblebee is significant.
It's still a big robot that turns into a car.
Yeah, but it's in the 80s.
That's wrong. That's
wrong. John Cena is there instead of Mark Wahlberg.
That's wrong. Listen to me about Evan Almighty.
Bumblebee.
So, Bruce Almighty.
I like it.
It's a good movie. Jim Carrey goes... to see God. God,
that's fun.
God turns Jim Carrey into God.
Likes boobies.
In Evan Almighty, he turns into Noah.
He is Noah.
That's a shit trade-off.
Yeah.
Because Bruce Almighty
gets... Yeah, but he was a worse man.
That... Right, but he needs to be taught a better lesson then.
Is Evan Almighty also set in Buffalo?
It's this... He's a character from Bruce
Almighty.
Yeah,
but did he move away from Buffalo?
No, he's in Buffalo, I think.
That's funny.
Just across the river from us. But he has to be Noah? That's a lot of work. I know it's a lot of work being God, but God could just like snap his fingers or whatever. Anyway, Evan Almighty sucks. I saw that at the drive-in. What else did I see that day? Probably something with Martin Lawrence. I was there with our friend.
When Evan Almighty came out?
Yeah.
That was so long ago.
I know.
12 years or something like that?
Mm-hmm. To the day.
It came out in September?
Yeah, it came... Well, it's October.
Oh, it is October. Jesus.
It's October. I don't want to date this recording, but it's October 2nd.
Well, it's only the week before it comes out. No, this comes out...
It'll...
In 2 days.
What?
Riverdale does? This episode does.
Well, this episode comes out in 2 days. Yeah. Riverdale doesn't come back for two weeks.
Until next week.
Next week?
It's next
week. We gotta do this again next week?
Yeah.
And we have to be on time?
I guess. I mean,
my God.
I don't care if we're on time.
So what are we doing on Thursday?
Yeah. When does it come out on Netflix?
Thursday.
It is Thursday?
Yeah, because it comes Wednesday out on TV.
Showtime.
Yeah.
Showcase.
Yeah, it comes out on Showcase. And you know it comes out on Showcase because they're always showing boobs.
All the time.
Uh-huh.
I wish they would more. I've been writing them letters.
You have been writing
them
letters.
I have been writing the creator...
Mm-hmm.
Whose name I can't remember. Mm-hmm. Victor something?
Mm-hmm.
Victor Hugo Chavez.
The dog
Hugo
is
Chavez.
Trying to get her toy up under the... She's going to start barking if one of us doesn't get this thing.
When is Riverdale season? Oh, also, it starts up with a tribute to Luke Perry.
Well, they should do that, because...
Yep.
1 second.
Noir-inspired teenage drama. Written out, blah, blah, blah. They tend to drop at 8 a.m. Thursday, the
good,
10th
so we have time to watch it then.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah, when, why are you saying it like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we do.
Jordan, it's now's the time that we're current. We've been working towards this for 4 years.
I know, but now it's...
Now's the time where it's most... Now's the time where you need the most pep.
I
do you understand
I
me?
I can't
this
do
This is
it.
Game time. We have to watch the episode and talk about it in the same day, and then I have to get the episode up the following day. This is the... We're going to be the most current Riverdale podcast.
It's terrible.
It exists, and there are three other Riverdale podcasts. True. It is true.
No, I don't think we'll be the most current podcast about Riverdale.
We will.
No, we won't.
Yeah. That's a lie. We're going to be the best.
That's a lie.
It's going to be an SEO dream. Jordan, let's tell the people why we're here.
They already know.
If you haven't guessed it yet...
You've said it.
We are putting off talking about...
What else did I
about
do?
About the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
I've been watching The Good Place.
I finished that in one day.
I'm on episode 9.
I had a very depressive Sunday where I came home and I watched like two-thirds of season three. This Is Us. And then I watched all of The Good Place in one afternoon. And that is how I ended my weekend.
Who is Chance Perdomo?
Hmm?
Oh, that's Ambrose.
Mm-hmm. So here's the deal, folks. We always had the plan to do The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. It's tied into the Riverdale universe. We did the first one. We got to do this. We did Miss Stevens. We did Every Day.
Ugh.
Which has... Oh, by the way, Every Day does have a connection to Riverdale.
What is
it? It's like three links of Kevin Bacon, right? So, we got... What's her name?
The main?
No, her sister.
Oh, Debbie Ryan?
We got Debbie Ryan. Yeah, yeah. And Debbie Ryan was in The Sweet Life on Deck.
Which is
Or what? The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. I don't remember
it
which.
It was The Sweet Life on Deck.
It's The Sweet Life on Deck.
What is that?
Sweet... You don't know what The Sweet Life on Deck... Okay, do you know the basic premise of The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody? Kim Rhodes is a singer.
Kids in a hotel.
She has two children. They misbehave.
Yeah.
They live in a hotel. They were staying at a hotel, and then she was such a good lounge singer. Mr. Mosby, Mr. Mosby, their fastidious...
Tim Meadows.
No, it's not Tim Meadows.
Who
it's,
is it?
It's Hooch from Scrubs.
Oh yeah, that guy.
Their fastidious hotel manager, who will later become a friend and father figure, said, "Kim Rhodes, you're so good at singing in this lounge. We need to have you back. Will you please live in this opulent hotel?" Kim Rhodes, of course, says yes. Zack and Cody are there to stay, and they're causing hijinks in the hotel. The Sweet Life on Deck is they do.
Is it a spinoff?
It is a spinoff. It's Zack and Cody.
They're in it.
They are the main characters.
Okay.
They are doing...
On a cruise ship?
So the Tipton Hotel has a Tipton cruise ship for some reason.
So they go on a cruise ship?
They I believe they're doing like some sort of work release It's a new show. It's a different show.
Did they cancel Zack and Cody?
Yes.
And just move them to Sweet Life on Deck?
Yes.
And she's in Sweet Life on Deck.
Kim Rhodes?
No, Debbie Ryan.
Yes.
With them.
Yeah, at least for one episode.
Probably multiple.
Probably
She's
multiple.
A whole Disney lady.
Probably for multiple. Anyway, I believe Zack and Cody have some kind of work release, or they're there for a school
work
program.
Release. Did they commit a crime?
they're on the boat, but guess who? Mr. Mosby follows them to the boat. He's on the boat too. And anyway,
Ken Mosby's on the boat.
Mr. Mosby is on the boat. So, Sweet Life on Deck is a lot like The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, but it's on a boat. And Debbie Ryan is in that with Cole Sprouse. Cole Sprouse is in Riverdale. Debbie Ryan is in Every Day. That's the connection. It counts as a minisode for however tangential we want to make this thing.
They were together.
All right.
She was the fourth build.
All right.
Fourth build.
All right.
Bailey Pickett.
Mm-hmm.
London Tipton.
Mm-hmm.
Cody Martin.
Yeah, London is like the heiress to the Tipton fortune.
Ah. Phil Lewis.
I think he was the fat friend, but... Phil Lewis is Mr. Mosby, but I think... It's talking
Woody
about this
Fink?
Guy. Huh?
Woody Fink?
Yeah, I think he was the fat guy, but now he's a certified hunk.
Yeah. Look at all these people.
Anyway, let's...
Zoe Deutsch was on that show?
Yeah, sure, why not?
She's great.
You know what? I didn't watch a lot of Sweet Life on Deck, so you're gonna get a lot of... I'm not gonna really
Michael
know.
Hitchcock was on that show?
I don't
show.
Know who that is.
He's in various projects.
All right, then.
All these other... Hutch Dano...
Big blank spot, Ashley Tisdale, no longer on The Sweet Life on Deck. She was too busy filming Scary Movie 5.
On Sweet Life of Zack and Cody?
Yes, they had a lot of fun back and forth between her, a lowly hotel gift shop employee, and London Tipton, the airheaded heiress.
Was she older than them?
Yes, she was older than them.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long do you want me to talk about Life is Zack and Cody? Because I remember a lot more about that show than I do about Chilling Adventures of Sabrina
Life
Part
of
2.
The Party. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's that Melissa McCarthy movie.
So are we going to go down your IMDb list here?
Yeah, we're just going through Debbie Ryan's past history.
Are we going to start talking
Let's
about...
Let's do it. This, who cares?
This might be the longest banter segment of all time.
Yeah, because we're going to blitz through the rest
we're
of
gonna
this.
We're going to blitz through the rest of... We're going to talk about Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
I had a Simnamadabra. A Sinabada.
This is going to be...
Bad.
No, it's not bad.
Yes.
No. Well, it'll be bad, but this is going to be, you know, a little light review of The Chilling Adventures
Here.
Of Sabrina.
I'll
Part
have the basic, should we go, like, the synopsis of each episode?
Absolutely not. That's too long. Just give me wide swaths.
Because
we're going to talk about that, and then we're going to talk about Riverdale Part 4.
Sinister guest visits Spellman Mortuary.
Don't remember.
Nope. Theo faces a cast of cruel critics. That's
yes, how, that's the
tries,
basketball one.
Or he tries out for the basketball team.
Yes,
right?
That's the basketball.
Sabrina, she sneaks in and does magic on her.
That might be at the end of season one, but it... No, it is.
That's
it
the,
is
that's
that,
that
one.
Episode, right?
Yes, yes. And that is also the one...
Because it's
because
not until...
that's the one because it was...
Season one ends with him transitioning,
no,
right?
That's beginning of season two, I'm
oh,
pretty sure.
Oh, that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe so. I don't remember.
I don't either. Roz and Harvey pursue an extra steamy school.
Ah, yes.
That's when they're acting, right?
And yes, and Harvey and Sabrina, of course, at this point are broken up because Sabrina's only focusing on her witch school. And Harvey doesn't like that Sabrina keeps bringing back her dead relatives.
No,
and he has to kill
she
them.
She did it once.
Yeah, but it was his brother and he had to shoot him in the head.
The face, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so then he starts dating Roz. And that's a thing for season two. Now,
how'd you like that?
Now, if I can...
I remember that being boring.
I remember being boring, too.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Here, I have a very specific vision for Sabrina, and I think it's because of how much I watched of Sabrina the Teenage Witch growing up, where Harvey's just supposed to be this dumb go-along who does whatever. When he's just
Isn't
kinda
he
goofy
a big blonde jock in the original?
He's dumb. He's just a dumb guy, I think.
Yeah.
And he's walking around and he's just with Sabrina all the time. For him to be off dating other people is wrong
crazy.
To me. It's crazy, but I guess that's what you would expect from the dark, gritty reboot of Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
What do we got next? We got Love and Lust sweeping through Greendale.
Mm-hmm.
Harvey gives Roz a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Don't remember that. And
Doesn't she get her sight back in that episode, maybe?
She is losing her sight, and then...
She loses it completely.
Is it in the right after the basketball episode? I think it's the next episode after that.
I'll tell you how I watched The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
As one go.
No. I watched... Back when you were watching it, I was watching it too. Back in May. Let's mm-hmm. say that's what? 5 months ago?
Yes.
Back in May, we were watching... Yeah, it's 5 months ago. It's May is the 5th month. We're in the 10th month. 10 minus 5. That's 5.
6. 7. 8. 9. 10.
It's 10 months ago. So
Lupercalia.
I watched it 10 or 5 months ago, and then I stopped for some reason. I think maybe because I got the
bored.
New job, and so I stopped watching it.
Got bored.
And then we're like, oh, we got to do this. So then I was like, oh, I've got like half the season left, so I'll watch half the season and then we'll talk about it then.
Yeah.
I did not. I had one episode remaining.
Yeah.
So I didn't even get like a wind up. I didn't even get like, we're back in it. Here's what's going on. It was just like, why everyone's so mad? And then like I'm gearing up for the next episode and I'm like, it's over?
It's done.
It's done.
Yeah.
Keep reading the episode titles.
Yeah. That's the one where she and Nick want to go bane in the woods.
Mm. Oh, Nick's here.
Yeah.
And Nick, and no good Nick, and he
I like
is,
him.
Well, yeah, I like him too. Oh, yeah, this is the episode where there's, like, the ritual in the woods.
Yeah, they want to go
bane
in the woods.
And they're like, yeah, this is a night where every witch gets her wings.
All the students at the witch school get horny.
Yeah.
And go bane in the woods.
All the students get horny.
All the students get horny.
And they're going to pair off, and they're all going to go to do some big woods orgy.
Yeah.
But then there's a werewolf girlfriend?
Who... No, it's his, like, his mom, basically.
No. It's someone who's, like, very attached to him sexually.
It's like his
I
mom.
Think. His mom?
It's like his mom.
Well...
Because she raised him or some crap.
Mm-hmm.
And
wants to have sex with him.
And is, like, his familiar? No, I think just does not want him to have sex with Sabrina.
Mm.
And then he has to kill the werewolf mom.
Right.
for Sabrina.
And that makes him a little, it makes him a little dour, but not for very long, because I'm pretty sure he's back up and at her like with a couple the next episodes episode.
Later, yeah.
What's the episode where he's a magician?
What do you mean a magician?
He's putting on a magic show. He's
doing that for fun?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
For like a school play.
Yeah. Doesn't he do that at their school?
No, it's the witch school.
Oh, no, they do like a talent thing.
And then like the sisters make fun of Sabrina for being a Dorcas or something.
That's funny.
Even though one of their names is Dorcas.
Yeah. Common witch name.
Common witch name.
Dorcas? Dorcas Meadows from Harry Potter?
Shut up. You, every time I talk about something I like, you call me a nerd, but then you go up and you talk about Dorcas Meadows.
I'm proud of Dorcas Meadows.
From the lady who writes about a wizard who wishes their poops away, from the streets.
Not a wizard, all wizards.
Oh, sorry, it's cool. Never mind. It's
next
cool.
Next episode, Sabrina, Theo, Roz, and others attempt to navigate the lines between fact, fiction, and fate when a mysterious stranger sets up shop and serve. That's when there's... Is it Miss Wardell as faking that she's a fortune teller?
Is Wesley from Buffy in this season or in the first season?
This season.
Yeah, okay.
He shows up.
He comes back and he's like...
He's in love with her.
Yeah.
Because
she's just taken over someone's body, right?
He says she took over this body.
Mm-hmm.
He says his name is Adam, and my original thought when he
Adam
said that
Eve.
Is he is that Adam.
Yeah.
He just ends up dying, and, she's sad about that, because the devil kills him, and then doesn't she bring him back to life, kind of? Like, as a weird homunculus, but...
Yeah, as a servant, kind of, yes, yeah, I do remember that.
And, he's not, apparently not Adam from Adam and Eve.
No, I guess not.
And has no farther
purpose.
He's
more like Adam from season 4 of Buffy the Vampire
Basically
Slayer.
Just there to make her trust the devil less.
Mm.
That's his full purpose.
Yeah.
Could have done more with that, I think.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. So this episode, they do their fortunes. I don't remember any other fortunes.
No. Oh!
Sabrina's is about Nick. I kind of remember that.
Oh, and Theo's is he is turning into wood, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He's turning into tree monster. Yeah. And yes.
Or does that actually happen?
No, I think
that's in the dream.
Yeah. If I'm remembering the stuff correctly,
but they do it for everyone. They do everyone's fortunes.
Yeah. Yeah. And his is that he's turning into a tree. It was like I want you. He was talking to Sabrina's aunt. And he's like, I want a potion or whatever that's going to turn me into, physiologically a boy. And he's like, well, it could be, there could be consequences.
Side effects.
And he's like, I don't care.
You turn into wood.
And I guess it's, yeah.
You're Groot now.
Yeah, you turn into a wood person. And, I don't remember any of that. I know, Roz is with something about sight and losing her sight.
Ambrose, isn't his about killing Sabrina or betraying Sabrina? Because he's joining up with that group with his ex-boyfriend.
Isn't his, like, there is a second Ambrose and, like, a meaner Ambrose and that one kills Sabrina?
Maybe.
Okay.
But he's, like, joining into the weird, like...
Is this a good podcast? Just trying to remember. Struggling to remember.
This is high quality. he's part of that weird cult group that's run by Father Blackwood.
Yeah.
And is increasingly not into the cult group.
Yes. Here's something we haven't talked about. The end of the first season of Chilling Adventures of Sabrina starts with Zelda or Hilda. Hilda. Is it Hilda?
Hilda's a nerd.
Okay. So Zelda.
Yeah.
Marrying Father Blackwood.
Yeah.
And
to raise
taking
his
the baby.
Dead wife's
yes,
babies.
Yes.
Hides one baby with a witch in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Christmas episode.
Yes.
Other baby.
The Christmas episode. That's a good episode.
Other baby is there. The male is there.
Yes.
The female's off in the woods.
Yes.
And she's...
They eventually give the baby to someone.
The wood...
No. The male baby.
The male one?
Yeah.
That's the end of the season, isn't it?
Yeah. No.
What do you mean, no?
No. The end of the season... I'm not going to talk about it yet because it's spoilers.
Spoilers? We're just going through...
The end of the season is when
Satan
finds
out. He finds out about the Doesn't what's her name Prudence tell him about the female one?
I don't know who Prudence is.
His daughter.
Oh, the main of the sisters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Doesn't she tell him about
she's
the female?
She's going back and forth between...
She eventually, by the end of the season, she's
doesn't
like,
I'm
done.
Yeah, I'm done with you.
You're cut off.
You're cut off from me and my sisters.
Yeah.
We no longer want you as
one
a father.
One of them dies, right? And then gets brought back by Sabrina?
No, he's poisoning them all, and then not... What's her name? Prudence? Prudence teleports them all into the Spellman house, and they save them while they're there. But he's trying to poison the other two sisters.
For what fun? Oh, no, because he's trying to do a doomsday cult kind of thing.
Yeah.
Ascend to Satan, some garbage.
Descend.
Does he die at the end? He's dead at the end, right?
Satan or Father Blackwood?
Father Blackwood.
I believe Father Blackwood.
Or does he escape?
No, he escapes, I think.
Mm. Oh, here we go. Chapter 16, Blackwood. Tensions rise as Zelda and Father Blackwood's union draws near. Amid the chaos, Sabrina greets a familiar vision, and Ambrose uncovers a dark truth. Don't remember either of those.
No, keep going.
The missionaries, Hilda and Sabrina, attempt to save Ambrose. That's when he attacks... What does Ambrose do? All of those boys die, right? Or a bunch of boys die. And Ambrose is in the room, but it's because... He ate the familiar of someone, and that familiar got a Father Blackwood, and then that familiar came out and killed a bunch of people.
I think I might have been on my phone.
It's something like that. He has a familiar in him, and he gets locked in a room with a bunch of guys.
He has a familiar in him?
It's like a mouse is inside of him.
I do remember the familiar mouse.
And it turns into something.
Yeah.
No, wait, his is a mouse. It's a different thing.
Okay.
But it's something... There's
a snake?
There's something in him. And it gets out and it kills a bunch of people, and then they blame him, but it's
there
secretly,
is a demon. There is a demon. That
secretly, Blackwood is doing some schemes, and he gets locked up.
Mm.
And then Zelda gets hypnotized.
There is some, isn't there some like crazy
they
bar that
to
he goes
Italy.
To?
That's they're there all the time. That's
yeah.
Dorian Gray's bar.
Yeah.
Dorian
Gray dies.
Yeah, because he says he's going to help them, but then betrays Sabrina and Nick, and then
doesn't
gets,
he like triple cross them though?
He betrays someone, helps them, then betrays them, and then gets killed by the devil, right? The devil kills him?
I think he gets shot.
I think Sabrina shoots him at one point, right?
I don't know.
Or no, Harvey. Doesn't Harvey shoot him with a crossbow?
Maybe. But anything could be true.
I think by the end of it, he's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
Or in his painting again or something.
He's back in the painting.
Or the painting gets burnt?
I'm pretty sure he's shot.
The missionaries. Yeah, we
just read that one. Move on.
On the heels of a most perplexing spectacle, Sabrina dives in deeper to her newfound power. That's when she saves a bunch
That's
of
when
people.
She goes
The
nuts.
Angel, the Christian people show up, kill some people.
She goes all white.
She comes,
turns into
she's
big
white,
power.
Brings it back from the dead, and then is weird after that. She's kind of like...
I'm super powerful.
I'm special, but
I'm special
I'm,
and
I'm
huge,
kinda,
powerful.
It's kind of like I'm
and she
high
goes in
right
like
now.
A new
she
dimension
was,
kind of thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Floating around. I'm enjoying
hey,
this.
Hey, I like that. She's crazy. It's like when Willow goes full dark
full
Willow. Yeah.
But I don't like Willow by that point.
Why?
I'm annoyed by her.
You're annoyed by her?
Yeah.
Right, here he goes.
I find her mean to Buffy.
But Buffy's kind of mean to her.
She deserves it.
Willow deserves it?
Yeah, she brought a wet blanket around.
You don't like Tara?
She's a wet blanket.
I think by that point, when I watched it more recently, I come around on Tara by that point. Is she the worst actor in the show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Worse than Don?
Don's not a terrible actor. I just hate that
character.
I hate Don. Like, that's classic, like, ooh, we had to...
We got a kid.
We brought cousin... Like, what was the Brady Bunch's cousin they brought on?
Yeah. Or, Urkel.
Well, no, Urkel made the show.
Yeah, but he was supposed to be just the neighbor originally.
But that doesn't... Yeah, but that doesn't... I don't think that...
Don made the show.
I don't think
Don
that...
Don made
no,
Buffy.
No, unless Don's coming in eating all Buffy's cheese. And then asking if Buffy did
and
that.
And being hot, if he goes in a machine.
Yeah, yeah. Because she goes in, she becomes... God, what was his name? Stefan Urkel.
Stefan Urkel.
Is who he becomes.
Stefan Urkel, yeah.
But she would become, her name's already Dawn, so it would be like...
Dwayne.
Dwayne Sumers.
Dane Sumers.
Yeah, it's Dane Sumers. Dane Sumaris.
Donnie Summers.
You don't like Willow? That's fucked.
Not in the later seasons.
How do you feel about Angel? Not the show, the man.
He's a frump, but I don't mind when he's around.
Yeah. Because
he's a good thing to make fun of a lot of the time.
Yeah, and he's they do foil. In the show.
Yeah.
What do you think about the show, Angel?
There are seasons that are very good, and then there are seasons that are not good.
And it's very clear when they ran out of when they ran out of chances at the WB.
Yeah.
But I will say Buffy is a better show overall. I think that Buffy is a perfect seven seasons of television. I love that show with everything that I am. But there's some episodes of Angels that have of Angel that has higher highs than Buffy does.
Yeah.
And that's my hot take. Should we continue to talk about the chilling adventures of Sabrina? Done. I've not seen Buffy in 4 years. I promise you, I could remember the beats from every season, every episode.
It stands out more.
Every season, every episode, I could remember better than anything that happened in a show I watched. Now, I also think that that's because of the way that we as people consume media these days. Because we live in a society.
See, I don't even know about that, though. Because, like, Buffy, I didn't really watch until later, and I would blitz through seasons of it. And it's been probably 4 or 5 years since I watched it, and I can remember bits about those seasons better than I can for most of Sabrina.
I just wonder if, like, even when you did that with Buffy, it probably wasn't the norm of the way that you were watching stuff, you know?
Blitzing through it?
Yeah. Now, what do? That's all you do.
I don't think I blitzed through Sabrina. I think I took it like, I would watch an
episode. Oh, you're saying you took it seriously for the pod?
No, I didn't even take it seriously. I just would only watch an episode like once every 3 or 4 days just because.
Are you saying that there's a chance that Sabrina is a mite forgettable?
Yeah, I'm definitely saying that. Okay. 100%.
I like the show.
It's not bad.
I like it while I'm watching it. I actually like enjoy.
It leaves no effect.
It's better.
Lasting impact.
So it's better written than Riverdale,
but
right?
It's not as fun.
It's not as fun.
It's not as fun.
It's not. It's better acted than Riverdale.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's not as fun.
It is just not as fun. It's not as stupid.
Here's the thing, because here's the tea, Jordan. When Riverdale does something, it shouldn't happen. It shouldn't be that way.
Make sense.
They live in Riverdale. There shouldn't be a crazy wizard man who's making you see your dead relatives. There shouldn't be a bona fide long person walking around mass hysteria in a town because of a game of Dungeons and Dragons because he's got magic drugs that make you crazy.
Something just clicked into my head about
Jordan's head.
Season 3 of Riverdale.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're part of the cult, Father, what's his name? Not Father.
Father Chad Michael Murray.
The farm.
Mm-hmm.
When they're at the farm,
His name is Edgar Everdever.
They're seeing their dead relatives, right?
Mm-hmm.
But one is Jason in a chair.
Mm-hmm.
So are they on drugs? Is she on drugs when she's seeing Jason in a chair? Or is she being hypnotized into seeing Jason in the chair normal? And then,
well, because his skeleton is in the chair.
Betty's mom is like, he lets me see,
your brother, Chip.
Your brother. But she knows her brother.
But she...
So is she...
Jordan, I can't believe you're already forgetting this. She's doing a trick.
I know, but I'm saying, so does she only say that to Betty, or does she say that in front of other people?
I bet she's saying that to everyone.
But then what does Edgar Evernever think about her saying that? What is she
seeing? Edgar Evernever doesn't know that she knows Chick is alive.
But what does he think that she, like, she's like, he lets me see this. What does he think that she... How does she see that?
Probably her dead son is what she says.
Where?
In a room. That's the whole reason he brings her in there.
Is just shove her in a room, see her dead son?
That's the whole reason he's got the room. He got the room, but he'll use it. Smoke him if you got him, Jordan.
In there is Jason's stitched up corpse.
Is he stitched up? I think he's bones.
No, isn't he? He's got like, he's formaldehyde or something.
I don't know. It was gross.
Yeah.
It was definitely gross. The last episode of season 3 was so goddamn good.
Yeah, it was.
We got a secret puzzle in the woods.
Let's finish
this. Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Let's skip right to the end.
Okay.
Lightning.
Oh, there's other things that happen.
Two episodes.
Goes blind. She gets her sight back.
Fixed.
Because Sabrina helps her.
Does she lose it again? Does she lose her powers when that happens? She doesn't even really lose her powers.
No.
She doesn't want to give up her blindness to lose her powers, but then she just gets her... Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Harvey's
feeling inadequate, but he's got a gun so he can help.
Isn't it a crossbow?
He also has a gun.
Okay.
Theo is very helpful because he is of the lineage of witch hunters, and he plays basketball.
Does he have a crossbow?
He doesn't have a crossbow, but he like has a connection to the spirit world where he...
His grandmother or great-grandmother is telling him stuff. But is that Miss Mordell? I was always confused about that.
No, I think it's just a
that ghost is just like his great grandmother.
I think so, and that like, so, but that's how he knows at the end when the door's opening to put more sigils down there. And his power, his other real power, is bravery.
Yeah,
because everyone's counting out Theo. Everyone's yelling Theo. I'm gonna keep doing it.
Yeah,
everyone's counting him out. And they're like, oh no, our goose is cooked down here in hell. And Theo goes with his papers and he puts them in front of the door. And it stops.
Yeah, they figure out the signs.
It stops the vampires from coming out of there.
That works. Ambrose gets locked up and then gets out.
Yeah.
I
like Ambrose.
Ambrose.
I think he's the best character.
Probably.
Him or the ants.
Yeah. I was going to say he's the best. Like him and then both ants are... the best actors on the show.
The one is a Lord of the Rings, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zelda. No, she's Eowyn.
Ah.
She's Eowyn of the Rohirrim.
Ah.
She marries Faramir. They have beautiful... She's
She's
in love with Aragorn, but Aragorn has already promised his heart to Arwen Evenstar.
Mm-hmm.
and she doesn't understand why, but he's also like 70 years older than her.
Mm-hmm. Aragorn is?
Aragorn's 90.
Why is he so young?
Because he's a Numenorean.
He's not a man?
He is a man. They're a special line of men. Because they're descended... he is from a line of... Elrond, you know Elrond?
Yeah, from...
His brother...
Jetsons.
So they're, George Jetson's son. Elrond was a half-elf that chose to be an elf.
I don't know who Elrond is. Is that... is that Hugo Legolas' dad?
No, that's Thranduil. He's only in The Hobbit. Elrond is...
You're telling me... Hold on. You're telling me that Hugo Weaving in that movie does not play Legolas' dad.
No. Thranduil is only in The Hobbit.
You are kidding me.
He is Arwen's dad.
The entire... I don't know a lot about Lord of the Rings, but I was...
Legolas is from a different land.
I was damn sure that Hugo Weaving was playing Legolas' dad.
He is Arwen's dad.
And the other one, not the lady from Lord of the Rings.
Liv Tyler.
Liv Tyler is his sister.
Is Legolas a sister?
Yes.
No.
I'm not doing a bit. This is genuinely what
I
think.
He's blind.
Jordan, I'm not going to explain to you how this works.
If you watch
my mother
those,
is blonde and I have brown hair.
If you watch those garbage Hobbit movies, you'll see Legolas'
no,
dad.
No, people
in
like
there.
The barrel scene where we're in the river.
They're garbage.
Hey, we're all working together.
Legolas'
piling
dad
food up.
Is in those movies played by Lee Pace.
I just, Lee Pace is all over the place.
Yeah.
He's all over the place. I just think it's so sad when a man who has more billions of dollars than I'll ever have sits at a table and cries his little British heart out because this isn't what acting is supposed to be.
Who did this?
I'm surrounded by tennis balls and blue sheets.
Who cried?
I went to Ian McKellen.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Well, at least that's what pictures on 9gag led me to believe 10 years ago.
I don't know if that's true. I know Peter Jackson was depressed as hell about having to do The Hobbit, but...
He made 3 of them.
He didn't want to, though.
What he says.
He did not
want
to.
I'm sure when they backed up that dump truck full of British
pounds. Yeah,
he got paid
a lot of money to do it.
I'm sure he's like, but I just wish that I could be making Lawnmower Man again.
He's not like that. He's from New Zealand. But no, Aragorn is descended from Elrond's his brother, who chose to be the first king of humans on the Isle of Numenor, which was thousands of years before the Lord of the Rings. And he chose, so they're just, he's descended from an elf, half elf. So they lived like Elrond's brother lived to be.
You guys
like,
can't see this, but Jordan's eyes are going.
Elrond's
into
brother
the back of his head.
Lived to be like a few, he was like 800 years old or something. I don't know. He's pretty old. And then successively they didn't live quite as long as him, but they lived to like 700, 600.
Jordan's pounding his
fist. So Aragorn
raising his arm in the sky.
I think he eventually lives to be like 180. So yeah, they live
a
long time.
The hot spider woman.
No, Shelob is not a hot spider woman.
Yeah.
They cannot change that.
Yeah, I freaking played.
Doesn't make any sense.
I played Shadow War.
Shelob is the daughter
woman.
Of Ungoliant, one of her many daughters. But she's the one that survived. Ungoliant is the one with Melkor, who used to be in charge in the first age. He was one of the I knew who left. He betrayed. He was corrupt from the song of Eru Iluvatar, who is the god.
Well, there's one thing I knew, Jordan, and is that I never want to hear you talk about that again.
Okay.
Oh, we have fun on this podcast.
Last night, cross paths. Wait, light and... No, that's not right. Light and night cross paths once more as Greendale faces the Dark Lord's prophecy, which was, what, that Sabrina's going to be his wife or some
daughter.
Shit? Is it his wife daughter?
It's his daughter.
It's not his wife daughter.
It's not his wife daughter. It's just his daughter.
And Prudence challenges Father Blackwood's ruthless plan. There you go. And then that's how the show ends.
No, the show ends with an Eyes Wide Shut party.
Is it?
Yeah. Say, okay, here's the thing. What's her name?
Prudence.
No.
Sabrina.
No.
Zelda.
No.
Hilda.
No.
Miss Wardell.
Miss Wardell comes to Sabrina and the spellmen.
They have a trick.
Like, here's a knife forged in by
demon
bones.
She tells them, finally, I am...
Miss Wardell.
Morgan? Mordeth?
Yeah, something like
what
that.
What is it?
I don't remember.
It's the witch lady.
Yeah.
From the Bible.
Gabriel.
They have a flashback where she's just wandering around.
I don't know her name.
What's her
name? It doesn't matter. She goes to...
The one that tricks Bane's Adam.
She, I don't know. I didn't read
the
Bible.
Then she meets, she gets cast out by Adam, because he gets Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And then she finds the devil, and he's a hot man.
Mm-hmm.
And they bane a bunch, and they're in love. But then he gets turned into a goat, and is mean to her after that.
She goes to the Spellmans.
Yeah.
She says, here's a spear.
Yep.
It's the only thing that can keep what's his name in place.
Beelzebub.
Or Lucifer, whatever you want to call him. It's the only thing that can keep him in place. You're going to summon him, Sabrina. You're going to do what we call the big trick. You're going to say, oh, yeah, it's fine. I'll do whatever you want. And then just when it all seems lost, you stab him in the hoof with
this
thing.
And then they all go at
him. And then Ambrose comes out and starts shooting beams of light at him. And then that doesn't work. So Harvey comes out and is like shooting him with a crossbow. That doesn't work.
That's very funny.
Theo comes out and throws a basketball at him. That doesn't work.
Ross stares.
And so Hilda and Zelda come out and they both stab him in the back. Which, again, doesn't work.
So then
Sabrina's like, no, it's fine. We will. We'll come up with another plan.
It's
an Eyes Wide Shut party where Sabrina comes down and she's like, yes, Father, we're all doing a dance for you. And then he's like, don't call me Father. When we're around, you got to call me his Dark Lord or whatever.
It's his daughter wife.
I don't think so.
I think it is his daughter wife.
I think you're being crazy. And then she does another... huge trick where everyone starts disappearing and then they try and trap him in a little ball what looked like the Ritual of Chut from
her father made that thing,
and it's like a little puzzle box they try and trap him in. Turns out this the biggest evil in the world and he could just explode right out of this
thing.
Didn't
he make it?
I don't know that he made it, but he could explode right out of it.
Didn't he help her father?
And then Miss Wardell says There's only one thing that can trap the devil.
Sabrina.
And no, it's a human body. And Sabrina's like, I'll do it. And he's like, no, Sabrina, you won't do it. And then Nick says, I'll trap him. I'm the most advanced in wizardry.
Dying?
No, he's like, I'm the most advanced in wizardry. I'll be able to seal him in my body. So he swallows him like Kirby. And then they banish him to hell because he can't get out of that
Nick
body.
Nick. Nick goes to hell?
Yeah.
I don't remember any of
because
this.
Because the end of
I
this...
I feel bad for Nick.
The end of this... Yeah. The end of the season
is... Miss Wardell going in the door.
It's not Miss Wardell, is it?
She's taking charge of hell.
Oh, that one. No, the end of the season is Roz, Theo, Harvey, and Sabrina sitting at the diner from the first episode. And the teacher who died...
comes back.
She's like, I'm mega thirsty.
I remember what happened.
Yeah, I remember seeing that movie, and then I had the most. I think it was a funny line because she says, "I had the most vivid dream." And then when she's explaining, she's like, "Well, I remember seeing the movie, and then nothing, and I am here, and I'm hungry as hell. And it's like, if you had a vivid dream, it means you remember it, right? Yeah. So you just said you had a vivid dream. It was like, actually, it turns out I don't remember a goddamn thing. They're talking about it. Sabrina's like, they're all a bunch of chuckle fucks now. They're like, ha ha ha, that must be the last gift that Miss Wardell was talking about. But bringing my favorite teacher back to school. Let's go save my boyfriend. So it stands to reason that the next season is going to take place in hell, which I am excited for.
Take place or have one episode?
Take place. All in hell.
Not happening. That's too much money.
We're going to hell, baby.
I know Stranger Things season 4 is like, we're not in Hawkins anymore.
Because they have to go save What's-His-Nuts from the...
Yeah, David Harbour is in hell.
Yeah.
Is in the upside down.
He's in the upside down room. And they got to get the one guy
out of
Russia.
What if they're tricking us and they're not in Hawkins anymore? They're in Indianapolis.
They just go to, to the buyer's house?
Yeah.
Jordan, give your review of season 2 of Got to Give It a Grade Score.
I don't remember. Chilling Adventures. I don't remember most of the season.
Yeah.
C.
Okay.
Because it's average. It's fine. You did it.
I don't remember most of the season. I do remember a mood that I have when I'm watching Sabrina, which is this could be better, but it's not terrible. I give it a B minus. It's a B minus.
B minus. Too high.
No, it's slightly higher than what you gave it. It's a B minus.
I
enjoy this show. It's spooky for Halloween time. It's appropriate for this podcast. It's appropriate for the season. It's the reason for the season. Witches and Warlords. It is...
Warlords.
It's a
Warlocks?
It's a B minus. No. I know what I said. Hey, speaking of Warlocks, I was on Twitter yesterday, and if I ever get to play...
Tweeting at the Ku Klux Klan.
What?
The Grand Warlock or whatever.
It's the... First of all, it's the Grand High Wizard.
There's a warlock.
So there's
in
there's
there.
No.
There's got to be a warlock
there,
kicking
there
around.
Was no, there was absolutely no avenue for you to say you were tweeting at the Ku Klux Klan, which I can't imagine has a big Twitter. Actually, they let tons of Nazis on Twitter. They let tons of Nazis on Twitter. No, when I was speaking about warlocks, I said I went on Twitter, and if I'm ever allowed to play Dungeons & Dragons again, I know my new Dungeons & Dragons name.
What is it?
The name of Kurt Russell. From Escape from New York.
I don't remember.
Kurt Russell's character from Escape from New York's name is Snake Plissken.
Snake Plissken.
Now, that's already cool enough.
It can't be that, though.
It's not that. But do you know the
Warlock
real...
Plissken.
Do you know the real life name of his stunt actor?
Warlock Jones?
Dick Warlock. This God-given name...
Are you going to be a Warlock?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll be a Warlock if I could... My name is Dick Warlock. And also... Dick Warlock also played Mike Myers in the second Halloween movie.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's cool. Anyway, so I give Sabrina B.
B?
I'm happy now because I talked about Dick Warlock.
There's
so it got
nothing
pumped
to do with Sabrina.
Yeah.
I give Lord of the Rings an A++. Aragorn, you're 90 years old. 87 to be exact.
I would give Lord of the Rings, if I'm objectively reviewing it, I give Lord of the Rings an A. If I am subjectively reviewing it, I give it probably a B-. I think it's
worse than Sabrina.
It's slightly worse.
That's insane.
But I give the Hobbits an A+ for that barrel scene.
No, you don't. Have you seen any of them?
I saw the first one and I hated it.
The first one's the best one.
I hated it.
The third one is an atrocity.
6 years ago, if someone told you, Jordan...
Yeah.
Six. 6 years ago, sure. When did the first Hobbit came out? Like 6 years ago.
Yeah, probably around
if there. Someone came... Like, so I'm saying before Hobbit came out.
I was jazzed.
Yeah, yeah. So if someone told you, Jordan, in 6 years, you will think exponentially higher of a movie where Ryan Reynolds voices an animated Pikachu who's the father to Justice Smith.
Yeah. Who's Justice Smith?
Is what you'd say.
Yeah.
You're going to like that exponentially more than any of the three Hobbit movies that are about to come out.
Yeah.
Would you think that person's crazy?
I'd be sad.
Well, we're all sad all the time, Jordan. So.
I don't know. Hopefully Amazon does a better job.
With what?
They're doing a TV show.
Of what?
Lord of the Rings.
Get over it!
It's set in the Numenorean Age.
I don't know what that means.
That's the ancestors of Aragorn, the guy, the dudes that live hundreds of years.
Did you just tell me about this?
I've probably told you about it before.
Was I listening?
No, you don't care. Amazon's doing it though, because Jeff Bezos.
When are they making the
metal? Is a huge buff nerd that likes Lord of the Rings a lot.
When are they making the metal? Are you excited for the Witcher TV show?
I don't care.
With Butt Chin Man.
I read the. I like Henry Cavill.
I like Henry Cavill too. I like him especially in Mission Impossible.
And he's a good Superman in bad movies.
Yeah. Do you like that? The writer of the Witcher series is angry.
Oh, he's a weird man.
Because in the video games, you can kiss a boy.
Yeah, he's a weird man. Well, he's from Poland, too, so.
Yeah, well, yeah, but it's 2019, my friend.
Well, Poland outlawed abortion again.
So did a lot of America!
What else do they do? They're getting mad at gay people all the time. Poland's pretty right-wing. What was I going to say about The Witcher? No, I read one of the books years ago, mm-hmm. and I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I think it was around the time the first game came out. Like, this was a long time ago.
Like, over a decade ago.
This was a long, long time ago.
That first game, pretty good, but it's clunky as hell.
And the book was good, and I've not touched any of them since. Mm-hmm. They're a little weird, because they're not linear. It literally just jumps from story
to story.
Which
I think that's why people are so impressed with, especially Witcher 3, because that's how it works.
It's not linear.
Mm-hmm. Like, you could mainline like the main story, but the way that it's meant to be played is like, oh, you found this side quest here, and then you went and did like 40 other side quests, and that led you to this other land, and then the next part of the side quest you did like 60 hours ago popped up over here.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
And that's kind of the thing. You can borrow mine, because I'm not gonna I keep installing and be like, I'll finish this game finally. I never fucking do. I don't like the way you move in that game. I don't like the way it feels when
Isn't it like
man.
Assassin's Creed.
No, not at all. It's imagine if you were if, okay, so
like the newer one.
If you're controlling a man who's wearing
a horse.
Roller skates, but the roller skates are also on two individual ducks. And that's what it feels like to move around in that game.
You have to do both legs?
No, but it's just like it feels bad to move.
Have they made
a
video
updated
game
it since then.
Where you have to move both
Octodad.
Legs? Well, that's a lot of legs.
Yeah, but that's what you're talking about.
No, but I mean like you're Quap. Just... Like it's not the point of the game is that you're moving legs. Like you're doing like an Assassin's Creed, but you have to control all limbs separately.
There's not enough buttons on the controller. I mean, no, not a game, not a triple
VR.
Game like that.
Can you do this in VR yet?
No, you don't use your legs in VR.
What about AR?
Where you point your phone at it?
Yeah.
No.
You see that Mark Zuckerberg says the future of Facebook is in AR and VR?
I mean, like, it makes sense for that man to say that.
Is it crazy?
Every article that I read, that I spend my workday reading is like, here's how AR is going to affect your B2B marketing plan. And I'm like...
They gotta get it to function at a level enough for the general public to use it.
They would like to use it. Yeah. They need to get it to a point where it is, like, financially viable for the general public to use. They gotta package something in with your phone where you can wear your damn phone on your face.
Encyclopedias, like the 90s.
But the problem with that is... Every new phone is like a different size of phone.
Yeah.
So your little box that you put it into wearing your head doesn't work anymore. Yeah, exactly. We gotta put all our money in expandable boxes.
Remember the 90s when encyclopedias were cool on computers?
No.
You don't remember that?
I never looked at an encyclopedia
I remember
once in my life.
When we got
and
a computer.
I'm smart as hell.
My dad was so jazzed that you could put an entire encyclopedia
no,
on
here's,
there.
Here's my computer experience.
Instead of having
my
26
dad had an
books,
Apple. My dad had whatever the 1994 Mac was.
Yeah.
We had an Apple Macintosh with Wolfenstein.
Yeah.
With
It worked on the Apple computer?
It was made for the Apple
That's
computer.
Insane.
It was Wolfenstein. What the fuck one was it? It's not Return to Castle Wolfenstein. Wolfenstein 3D. Yeah, Wolfenstein 3D
Here comes
on it.
Trevor.
My dad's on the sticks. He's moving around with the arrow keys. My job is to press the shoot button. And I'm killing those damn Nazis and those dogs. And I'm not doing a good job. And my dad is getting upset. Because I'm not shooting them enough.
You gotta press Z faster.
It's control.
Oh, it's control. That's good.
So that's my experience. Dang, I mean, well, it's not quite a mini-sode. It's about the regular length of an episode here, Jordan.
I would say half of it is not about the topic.
Oh, more than half. I'll also say this episode markedly better than the Miss Stevens episode.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
If we lost you for the Miss Stevens episode, I'm so sorry. We will be back next week.
Yeah.
With a new Riverdale episode.
Episode 1 of season 4.
God. God, can you imagine how popular we're going to be when we're talking about new episodes of Riverdale? God, it's going to be great.
No, it's not going to change. Don't put pressure.
God, we're gonna be so rich from this podcast.
We'll be back with Sabrina in... When is it getting...
1 year!
No, block.
Yeah, that's a good question. When do you think we're going to have another mini...
Later
2019. When do you think we're going to have a mini-sode?
Never again.
We're doing more mini-sodes.
16 episodes of season 2, 3 of Sabrina?
That's less than 22.
Yeah.
Jordan, is there anything else you want to say before we leave today?
No.
All right. Well, as I should say at the beginning of the episode, but always forget to, you can follow us on Twitter at JuggedsPod. You can follow us on Instagram if Jordan was do his job and post more pictures to Instagram.
No one cares.
At JuggedsPod. You can send all your burning questions to JuggedsPod@gmail.com. Please ask us a question. Please ask us a question about Riverdale and not spam from trying to get me to send you Bitcoin. I don't want to send you Bitcoin. I keep getting the spam email that's like, Tom, we know the porn you look at. And I'm like, I have not been on a porn website in a long time. I don't have the time for it. I don't have any regular money. You certainly can't have any of my Bitcoin. So please stop sending me that spam. Please just send me questions about Riverdale.
Just give him a little bit.
Of Bitcoin?
Yeah.
No, man, that's coming back. It's going to be worth something soon. I have billions in Bitcoin, baby.
That's another thing Mark Zuckerberg wants to do.
Bitcoin.
Make up his own currency.
His own
yeah.
crypto? Yeah. That not going to happen, Zuck.
That dweeb.
The podcast is almost over, but I do love going back and watching the...
Social Network?
No. I don't care if I ever see that movie again, but I love going back and watching when they were... like, all the privacy stuff was getting out, and they had the court hearing... And listening to him respond.
Weirdo.
Well, it's not even that he's a weirdo. The thing that makes me laugh all the time is him responding to questions that old fogey-ass court people clearly don't understand how the internet works.
The internet is a series of tubes.
It's a series of tubes.
That guy's got to be dead now, right?
Rumsfeld? That was Rumsfeld, wasn't
no,
it?
No, that was the senator from Alaska.
Oh, what the fuck was his name?
Something Stevens.
Mm.
Ted Stevens?
I don't remember. You look it up.
Ted.
But
Stevens.
The whole thing, like watching Mark Zuckerberg try to.
Yeah, he died 9 years ago.
Yeah, try to not like. Yeah, I remember that guy. But trying to like not laugh at these old people in court and just going like, "That's not how the internet works, sir," is very funny to me. Call him a robot person all you want, but that's very funny to me. Anyway, that's been another episode of Jugheads. Jordan, until next week, thank you for watching. Well, I guess you watched this months ago, but thanks for...
Is it Ted Stevens?
Thanks for watching. I think I got it right with Rumsfeld, baby.
It wasn't Rumsfeld. It was a senator. Internet.
Everyone out there, thank you for maybe watching Sabrina. You should. It's a pretty good show. But,
yeah, it was Ted Stevens.
But we'll be back. We will be back next week.
That was 2006.
We'll be back with another episode of Jugheads next week. So keep your iTunes primed. Keep your phones charged. Until then, keep jugging.
The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
Betty's here, Veronica too, Reggie's here. Hey Jughead, where are you? We wanna dance, and we wanna sing. Have some fun and go adventuring. All our friends are here, but it ain't complete. We ain't the Archies without the Jughead beat.